This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
John Rappaport is going to be hosting this hour. I want to finish with some of your calls. And I don't want to sound like a bigwig here, okay? The enemy's coming after me because they got my phones tapped. That's been in the news, and they know what we're doing, okay? And what we're doing is legal and lawful, but we don't want to give up sources. We knew that they're going to do this mental ill stuff 4 months ago, 3 months ago, because Roger Stone talks to top reporters, and they've had editorial meetings where they tell them the phases of how they're going to take Trump down. And I've got my other sources that said the word is they're going to do a COG on him, sort of telling you that 8 months ago when he was president-elect and how they would build it out and then when they would launch it. And now everybody sees it happening. So I get what you're saying, Jesse, that I should get some credit from Trump. But, you know, Trump called me in January, and I was on honeymoon with my wife. I've been with her like 3 years with her, and he wanted to talk to her and stuff, and congratulations and all that. And he said, I'm going to come on soon, blah, 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 let's set it up. And I'd already been invited to some places. I'm going to leave it at that. Media has a heyday with this stuff. And I just said to the president, I said, listen, you don't need to come on the show. You're very busy. They twist it. They take it out of context. And I'm going to support you as long as you deliver on the promises. And let's talk about the tax cuts, Obamacare, securing the borders, getting off the back of Christians. And we talked about that. And I said, well, listen, you don't have to pat me on the head. Yeah, I know you're very busy making hundreds of phone calls a day, sir. You don't need to call me anymore. Because I wanted to be the one person that understood the position he's in and just said, hey, I'm committed, buddy. I'm not here because I'm a sycophant. I'm committed because you're delivering. Now, there's been other communications and things since then. I'm going to leave it at that. But the point is, I'm in the battlefield. I'm in a war. I don't need the president to talk to me when I'm out here on the front line fighting. He doesn't need to come pat me on the head to make me think he cares, you know, about me, so I stay on board. I'm on board because of what he stands for. So the media has already made heydays of this before. Like, oh, Jones didn't want Trump on. Oh, look, Trump's so pathetic, Jones didn't want him. That is, of course I want Trump on the show. I've done the calculus of how they misrepresent and how they twist everything and all the things they do. And I thought it's 50-50 whether it's good for the country and my children or not. And so I'm going to say, you don't worry about coming on my show. Let me just get you information. And that's what I do. And they know that. They've talked about it on Fox and CNN. They've obviously got my phones tapped. They know what memos. They know everything. And the point is the president has to go get random cell phones to call people. He's completely surrounded. We're beyond any epic movie. We're beyond anything you could ever imagine. This is so real. This is so insane. And I get a lot of folks say, oh, my gosh, you know, Trump quotes you and everybody, blah, blah, blah. And his sons, you know, retweet you. It doesn't matter. It's not about being in the club. It's about defeating the globalist. And so that's all. The classy thing to do is to be the only guy not asking for anything from the president. When he's calling up without you ever telling him or him knowing to know you just got married a day before. That's how classy he is. Every police officer gets killed in this country, he calls. Almost every military person. The guy is an insane dynamo of energy. That's why they say he's senile or he's doddering, he's a liar, because he's the opposite of that. Now, do I disagree with this escalation in Afghanistan? We'll probably see that it's a bad idea. He said his instincts said it, but he has to do it. He's not perfect, and I won't support him into oblivion. But you think about what Rand Paul said, who never supported anybody else. He said, thank God Donald Trump's in there every day, because we'd have had that mad dog crazy person Hillary in there. So it's not a lesser of two evils. It's where you got somebody who means well, who's fallible, who's not evil, versus maniac bureaucracy that are endangering the whole planet. Jesse, I'm going to come back to you, Eric, Felipe, Carlos, Stephen. We'll get to all of you on the coast a few minutes here with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, he launched the site 15 years ago, NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's an author, researcher, artist, worked for some of the biggest publications and TV programs as an investigative journalist. He's John Rappaport. And as usual, I end up cutting into his time because I like to talk to him. Plus, we got a bunch of callers I promised I'd go to, but I don't sit here and pre-script stuff when I do an interview. Like I was sitting there saying, I tacitly will give the president time to have a build-up for a pullout because some of my sources say it's a build-up to confuse them as a pullout and try to have a negotiation in Afghanistan. But a lot of good sources, and Pachinik has run major CIA operations. I mean, that's a fact. And overthrown countries, and you know, I mean, he's done the stuff he says he's done, and that's admitted. He said stuff on the show that, you know, had him called into federal court and had the FBI come after him. And you know, he says it's horrible. Okay, fine. Then let's see what's happening. I'm just never seen the establishment throw itself at somebody like this and lie and turn everything upside down. And then they're trying to destroy me at the same time. You can't help but have kinship with somebody who you're being attacked with. Second only to Trump. And I'm not complaining. It's surreal, though. I asked for this fight, and they've got like 8 or 9 TV shows they admit are based around me where they misrepresent who I am. And then I see the zombies on the street in Austin when I go in the trendy areas. And again, most areas, 9 out of 10 folks, you know, that talk to me are supporters. But now it's really vicious people that run up and threaten to attack me. And then as soon as I turn, they run like they're a cat that's been startled, you know, a cat that saw a cucumber. And then I go, please talk to me. I just want to tell you what I really said. And they go, no, shut up. And then laugh at me like it's junior high and I'm not in the cool club. And they just are victims. And then CNN and all of them announce, go out, bully Trump supporters. Ask people who they support. Get in people's faces. Don't give them service if you're a florist. Don't give them service if you're a coffee shop. That's part of that thing they were doing that they dropped at Starbucks 6 months ago, where they said, tell us that you believe in racial profiling and you believe there's racism and say you're sorry. And if you're white, give us your testimony of how you admit you're bad. I mean, this is re-education camp. This is when you're in a sports stadium, you know, in Eastern Europe because the Russians took over in 1967 and they've got TV movie screens projecting propaganda telling you your founding fathers were dirtbags and that Jesus rots in hell. I mean, this is Red Dawn level crazy town, okay? I mean, it's so crazy that I can't believe they've gotten to this point without a shooting war. And I'm not calling for a shooting war. And then they're everywhere saying they're preparing to kill the president. And then I remember talking to Stone, who was talking to his sources. I talked to him today, so go ahead and tell it. He didn't just guess back on May 16th that they were going to. We were at dinner, myself, my parents, and he, and my children, at the JW Marriott. And he goes, I need to step out and make a phone call. I'm being called by a major newspaper. He goes, one of his old sources, he comes back. He starts telling me all the stuff. He gets another call, comes back. Gets another call, comes back. And then later he goes, yeah, I just checked it. He didn't. They sent the memo out. We're going to do Russia. Then we're going to do money laundering. Then we're going to do racism. That's why they just made up Charlottesville. And then they said, we're going to do, he's got dementia. And then you see it today. I mean, do you know what it's like, folks, to know they're planning to kill the president? And then they're going to go after everybody else once they've done that. And a lot of people are saying, well, we better roll over. That's what the Republicans are doing. Because people are threatening to kill them. And the way it happens is, you know, you can keep all that stuff you got, Mitch McConnell, and you can keep your mistress, you can keep your, all those, you know, those stocks you got 20 years ago illegally. We got records. You can keep all that, brother, or we're going to kill you on the same day we kill Trump. Now, you're going to tell the New York Times that Trump should be removed? And Mitch McConnell goes out, and you know what? He does it. He does it. But somebody like Trump, they really can't find anything. Or somebody, they really can't find anything on somebody like me. So what are they going to do? John Rappaport, I hate to make ourselves the center of the attention, gonzo journalism here, but a new five-day-a-week Comedy Central show based on me where the guy says outrageous racist crap? I mean, there's got to be a lawsuit here where they build these straw men, say it's based on you, and then put this crap out.
It's, I'm with you, Alex. It's just mind-boggling that it's got to this point. In other words, it's like they had 500,000 crazy people locked up somewhere, right? And then on the same day, they said, okay, let them all out now because we got them all programmed and they're going to say the craziest bleep in the world and they're going to do the craziest things and the media will be behind them and make it look as if it's sane to do all this insanity that in any other situation people would just laugh off and walk away from. It's like that. It's like they had this, you know, camp hidden somewhere with these 500,000, a million people, whatever they are, and maybe they're called colleges and universities because this has been cooking for a long time at those places.
You're so smart. That is exactly what I was going to say this morning when I was working out. I thought, these are the cult programming centers. The media backs it up. Now they're the alien eggs are breaking open. The face suckers are coming out. It was all set for Hillary already, but since she's not in, they're still going with the admitted censorship plan as if she's still in, and they're all dug in, and they don't care, and they're committed. And then, again, as you said, the media then backs up the insanity. And these folks are like watching a virtual reality movie. They really believe they're Captain America fighting us, as I said a month ago, and you're the Red Skull, I'm the Red Skull. And then it turns out the new demonstrations are being led by these live-action adventure people. actually dressed as Captain America now. There's videos of like 100 people dressed as Captain America beating up Trump supporters. They think they're fighting Red Skull. They're literally insane.
Correct. Literally insane. So, listeners, you got to ask yourself, how does that happen? This isn't an overnight thing. This is long preparation. And, you know the guys, Alex. I mean, you could have them on at the drop of a hat. University professors who have seen this coming for a long time, where their own colleagues are just pushing socialism, Marxism, collectivism, hatred, the whole idea that somehow if your skin happens to be light, flesh-colored, whatever, this is an immediate indication that, you are a killer, and so you have to be destroyed. And they had it all in the bag, they thought. They thought, okay, smooth transition to Hillary. This is going to be a slam dunk. I can still see George Clooney sitting up there on stage. I'm sure you remember the footage at the podium.
Trump's not going to be president. Come on.
Exactly. He's smirking, and he's going, Trump's not going to be president. You're right. And then all of a sudden, there it is, the shock of a lifetime. Everything the media was doing to make sure that Hillary got in fails completely. Now they are totally under the gun, the media. And make no mistake about it, these people have also been prepared. All these folks on MSNBC, CNN, and so forth, it's like, we don't care who Trump is. All we know is whoever's in the White House that's not Hillary is the devil. And we have to destroy him whatever way we can, take him out. Kill them if necessary, whatever. Also,
and here's the deal. I've got four children. You've got a family. I personally am not scared. I just feel like I'm not doing enough to stop the disaster because they admit they're getting ready to kill him, and that means they're going to go to full martial law. And I mean, I'm not going to go to some re-education camp with a bunch of pot-bellied pedophiles around me. I mean, what are we going to do? How do we stop these maniacs? Because they've got to know if they already train-wrecked crazy enough to run Hillary when Joe Biden, for all his problems, comes off like a regular guy, probably would have beat Trump. They're so arrogant. They ran her new book on tape was like, "Hello, I'm Hillary." I mean, they're so disconnected. Don't they get they're trying to run an operation that even if Hillary would have got in, would have failed. Now it's really not going to make it. It's going to blow up. It's like watching a bunch of crazy monkeys or Lilliputians marching flamethrowers into a TNT factory. It's not going to go well.
No, it's not. It's not going to go well. I keep thinking, I got to put this in here. Rest in peace, two BBC reporters. Liz McKeon, 2017, they claim she died of a stroke at 52. 1999, Jill Dando, shot to death on her doorstep at home. Both of them were investigating pedophile rings in England, UK, Jimmy Savile. Both of them were pushing the envelope at the BBC. Both of them were going after the same kind of people that we're talking about here. This is not a story that I suddenly, diverted into. This is big. Just 4 days ago, 3 days ago, Liz McKeon, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she quits the BBC in 2013 because she keeps pushing, saying, this whole pedophile thing is much wider than Jimmy Savile. We got names of celebrities, big-time people. These are the same people we're talking about. These are the people that are desperate to protect their secrets and their crimes, their hideous crimes. And these two women at the BBC, dead, what I would say, sacrificed on the altar of maintaining this worldwide pedophile.
Well, you say what you want about David Icke. He worked there on the top morning show, the equivalent of Good Morning America, for a decade. He was a top world champion goalie. He was a liberal New Ager. And then he learned about this. He was on my show like 15 years ago saying Gordon Heath and all these people would take little girls in with plastic and slit their throats. And he was told this by high-level folks. And I didn't believe, and I would delay him back then. I never do that with guests. But, if somebody says something about a public figure and I've never seen it in the news, and I mean, every once in a while I'll tell a host or a guest, hey, we're not going there. You can't prove that. Because, I'll get sued for saying the sky's blue. And all these years later, it came out word for word what he was saying. And Savelle, he said Savelle, first guy I ever heard say it, had dungeons and a dungeon in his house and had sex with dead kids and would kidnap kids and kill them and ran the charities just like Sandusky and all this. And guess what? It all came out true. John DeCamp died a few weeks ago. John DeCamp was one of the other guys. I said, hey, watch it during a break. I've never done that to you, probably. I mean, he was saying, oh, in Boys Town, oh, in Penn State, they run a child kidnapping deal and they take kids and sell them there. And you know what? I'm, like a decade later, I'm like, wait a minute. John DeCamp, and I called DeCamp up and learned that he literally did have like Alzheimer's and couldn't come on. I'm sorry, Alex, my brain's gone. I remember you a little bit. But, you know, what a sweetheart. The point was, is that guy was on target. And why was he on target? Because he was in the CIA. That's why he was. He was in the CIA in Vietnam and after, and he was blowing the whistle because he knew about it, and there were good people in the government exposing it. And I don't want to lionize the CIA, but it's a big group. It's people in the CIA and the FBI and the NSA that actually fought back and exposed Hillary and the WikiLeaks. It wasn't the Russians. And that's what the globalists better understand. It's not just Clapper and Brennan up on TV saying we're going to kill Trump. They just represent con artists trying to look confident. The majority of people in these agencies understand, and a lot of them aren't even angels, but they know globalists want to end the prosperity now, and you know what? They don't want to give up their houses and Corvettes. They don't want to screw their daughter and sons over. They may have done bad stuff, a lot of them, but they're not ready to chop America's head off and say that all white people are the devil, because that's where this is going, is in the total Soviet-style collapse, and everybody better decide which side you're on. Collapse, degradation, re-education camps, giant wars, or America and prosperity and trying to reform it. What do you think, John Rappaport?
DeCamp, as I recall, was it Colby, who had the
yes.
CIA, who was friend, who finally sat down with him one day, you know, when DeCamp was at the end of his rope, saying, you know, I've tried every possible thing that I can do to expose this high-level pedophile ring. That, of course, extends into Washington, D.C., and big-time names and all of that. And Colby sat down with him and said, John, you just got to understand, there are some things that you can't push through to a conclusion. You will be stopped. You will be blocked. They won't let you do it. You've got to come to terms with that. That's what this is. This is one of those things where, and this is a guy, you know, head of the CIA who's saying this, right?
And by the way, I mean, DeCamp was Operation Phoenix. He wasn't on the Cream Puff CIA division.
No. So that's where all of this went. And that's what happened to these two fearless women reporters at the BBC. I mean, 1999, Jill Dando was murdered. Case still unsolved. And then you've got the scum at Snopes coming in on this latest one with Liz McKeon saying, well, there's no evidence that she died of anything but a stroke. And as evidence, we know that all of the press accounts...
By the way, it's not five. It's like 10 Russian diplomats and ambassadors have died the last year, all in their pools or heart attacks or run over by cars, and like a lot of Putin's inner circles being murdered when they're in the U.S. I mean, we're in a full-bore war here, and along comes Trump, who finally can push through things that nobody's been able to push through.
One of the worst parts of this for the so-called liberals was it didn't really matter who Trump was, in a way. You know, if you just listen to what he said during the campaign, let's end globalism. Let's end all the free trade treaties that are, you know, nothing but just allowing corporations to run the world. Let's end open borders, because I don't care whether you want a wall or you don't want a wall. If you don't vet the people coming in, you're going to get horrendous conditions, never mind the overwhelming state budgets that can't handle all this and so forth. And, he's talking about these basic things. Let's bring jobs back to America.
Let's have bulkhead doors on submarines.
Right. So it doesn't matter that to the liberals, it didn't matter so much that it was Trump. All that it mattered was the words that were coming out of his mouth. Why? Because other nations would get the same idea, like Brexit, for example. In other words, people in other countries would suddenly say, you know, it seems like what's been going on here for all these years is that our country is caving into globalist influences. We don't have a country anymore. What would our country be if we took it back? What would it be if it were actually ours? How could we build prosperity at home and forget about trying to go out and cure everybody else's problems? And this message spread like wildfire. Well, this is like a silver bullet to the globalist vampire. It didn't matter that it was Trump saying this. What mattered was somebody running for president was saying it with a chance.
And that's my next point. Don't they get that they can destroy Trump and that'll only make him bigger and that he's only a guy surfing a big wave and bigger waves are coming in against them? Don't they get that?
No, I don't think they do. But that's absolutely right. You know, like I've said before when we talked, one of the places you can trace all this back to is Ron Paul. You know, when he was running for president and the networks cut him off at the knees, refused to let him say anything during the few debates he took part in, and then just canceled him out of all the other debates because they said, well, you don't have enough support. And he said, well, I don't have enough support because you're not letting me on television. And they just said, ah, shut up. Go home, Ron. Here he is saying, audit the Fed, the invention of crazy money out of nothing by the banksters, bring the troops home, end this whole thing of American empire, stop globalism, make America strong at home. Millions of people began, from the left, from the right, from everywhere, began to resonate with this message. Well, a lot of those people got behind Trump because the words were sounding pretty much the same. Those people are still out there and more.
And that's my next question, and then we're going to calls because I got to let you take over here, but I promise these calls. John Rappaport here hosting with Alex Jones. He just joined us. There used to be people at the Huffington Post and other places that had reasonable liberal arguments. I wasn't even a mainline Republican. I would see their view, didn't like either power structure. But now you don't see reasonable leftist articles anymore. It's all just frothing, one-upping each other. Who can be calling for more violence? Who can be calling us more made-up names? I just wonder how much further does this go, this spectacle? And I really know it's backfiring on them. So do you agree with that, A? And B, what does this then expand into? What does this lead to?
Well, it is backfiring like crazy. I mean, it's like an elastic. It only goes so far before it snaps back. Because millions of people are being totally alienated by what these lunatics are doing. They may not be standing on street corners saying, I'm alienated, but they sure are, and their numbers are building. I'll tell you one liberal publication that shocked me down to my toes in the last week or two, The Nation. Now, many of you, I'm sure, have heard of it. It's maybe the oldest liberal publication in America. Well, look it up. In the last 10 days, they published a very long investigative piece saying that the entire narrative of Trump, Russia influencing the election, is pure insanity, total bull bleep by consulting experts and saying, is this a hack? Was it a leak? The Wikipedia, you know, I mean, the WikiLeaks emails of Clinton, DNC and so forth. And all the experts said, no, this is not a hack. This is from the inside. The Nation, the oldest liberal publication in America, printed this article. And of course, hey, major media, we're not going to pick up on this. Are you kidding? One of our allies just lowered the boom and said the whole Russian Trump story is a total fabrication.
And that's the point. People wanting to keep their intellectual honesty to a point, just from their own point of pride, how far can all this race stuff go? They go, he never decried this. He decried it in all the tweets, all four statements. It's just not true. And you see headlines, bikers are protesting Trump because they couldn't get any Antifa protest in Phoenix. So they point cameras at Trump crowds and say they're protesting Trump. I mean, how many times do you get caught lying before something happens to you?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is, except they're just, you know, CNN, MSNBC, they're just digging their own graves. They think they're on top. They're just like a bunch of psychotic children that are being called news reporters.
Listen, just said it. We're going to come back and take calls. I love coasting with you, but John Rappaport's here. Probably have his own show soon as we get more crew members hired to run it. I've run into people I've hired, people I've worked, people I've known over the years. As soon as they get a little bit of power, they believe driving a sports car, wearing a sports jacket makes them like this Mr. Fancy Pants. And they don't care actually about really being successful. They want the image of it, and they get caught up in the image versus the real thing. And I look at CNN, MSNBC with their ratings, you know, in the last decade, in the toilet and the rest of it. But they really believe, because they get bigger and bigger panels, 3 people, 10 people, 15 people, that the more people they have in a consensus, that like it's magic tricks, it's going to make everybody else buy into it. And it gets more shrill, more desperate, and people are rejecting it. So where do they go when it collapses, when they finally realize their own dope's a load of bull? Steve, Eric, Felipe, Carlos, I'm going to you.
Liars on the run.
It's nomorefakenews.com with John Rappaport.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
There was something so
pleasant about that place.
Even though your voice had an echo, so much space. You get in a globalist mindset, it's so cramped.
And when you're out there, without
so neurotic. And only when you're performing the group think you even feel like you're alive. I want all the fake liberals, all the fake conservatives, all of you to know. Let me say it. I've been over the mountain. I've seen it. I've seen the promised land. And it's not a utopia. It's where our imperfection is our perfection. And where, as Martin Luther King said, I'm going to play this clip, we are not about our skin color, but about what we stand for and what we do in our lives. And I can totally grasp what he was saying and totally believe that, because it's common sense. I go eat food where I want. I go listen to music where I want. I go stay where I want because the people are cool, not because of what color they are. And the modern left and the corporate social engineers have taken all that and projected a Nazi ideology of race control and race identification, where everything is about what color you are, onto what they're doing. And then they're the classical Nazis by the very definition, race-based tribalism, but then projecting it back onto us, their enemies, the classical liberals, a.k.a. Thomas Jefferson, their sworn enemy, because the American system, though never realized in ideals, is coffin nails to their program. So here is a man being removed at major universities across the country because he didn't mention gays or transgenders. That wasn't even an issue then. But it doesn't matter because it's not all inclusive of all 175 genders. He is a Nazi now. And I'm not joking. We have the article on newswars.com where the ACLU apologized. We're sorry. We tweeted an image of a two-year-old baby that's white saying, think about America's future. You're right. You're right. You're right. We're sorry. It's racist. You talk about white genocide. And I'm not stupid. I know it's like a prison. We put the whites in one area, the blacks in another, the Hispanics or Asians in different ones. I get what they're doing. But, man, are we really this dumb? And of course, there is this Western white man's burden that's a little bit condescending of Rudyard Kipling and white Christians, where we think, you know, either we're super virtuous or no, we were the super evil. No, the other racial groups that are just humans, they act just like us, just as bad or worse, depending on the group or people, the different cultural stuff. And you know, it turns out minorities can act like real asshole racists, excuse my French. I mean, they can really get right. Really? You didn't think so? So we're like sitting here with the left, the Democratic Party, who's having their statues removed and blaming Republicans and white people and Trump for their statues. They're then blaming everybody else but themselves as their history's removed. They're projecting who they are onto us. And then now we're just thinking, oh, well, the minorities will be virtuous. They'll understand. No, they won't. On average, they'll act just as bad as any other group that's hyped up into a racial operation. And that's why it's important to be politically incorrect now on purpose, even though I have so many liberal sentiments myself that I don't like doing it. It's got to be done because we got to move the Overton window back. They're saying the word mother and father is evil and hurtful, or family existing is bad. We've got to then pull the Overton window over here and talk about the issues they don't want people to discuss because they want to make you so uncomfortable they dominate the debate. This is savage psychological warfare, and only by being so sensitive that you're insensitive can you keep people out of their brainwashing trap. We'll get John Rapoport's take on that, but here is the man they're calling the new leader of the KKK. I'm serious. Martin Luther King.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Not by the content of their skin. You listen to all of this propaganda. It's all about what group you're in now.
With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, can we allow freedom ring? When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
I noticed that one group that's not acceptable now in the whole liberal pantheon is Christians. And then radical Islam, that's incompatible with this, it's the most protected. Because it's seen as the muscle. I'll take a few phone calls and get out of here for John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, be able to finish up. But where do you in your gut, John Rappaport, you're a smart cookie, how would you say it's going for the globalists and their social engineering, weaponized programs, their attempt to collapse Europe, all of it? I mean, how's it going for them? Where do you in your gut think this is going?
Well, it's going to get worse before it gets better, but I think it's going to get better because it's going to reach a point where it's so ridiculous and so insane that people are going to stand up on their hind legs and say no, because they're going to have to. That's, you know, where that's where all this is heading. If nothing happens, you know, the steamroller comes down the street and nobody gets out of the way, it just keeps on going. But there reaches a point where that's not going to be all right anymore. And the globalists are betting on the fact that they can just keep on doing this forever. But you can see the desperation. I mean, there's real desperation there. Because their whole operation is being exposed. Completely exposed. And there's more coming. Any two nations can sit down and hammer out a trade deal, for example. Anybody. It's simple.
It's so revolutionary that our president...
That they call globalism and free trade. You don't need all these treaties. Every nation can be as self-sufficient as it can be and then trade for what they need. Well, this is exactly the opposite of what globalism wants, because this whole idea of free trade is just an entree into we are the octopus, we control everything cradle to grave of the entire planet. This is where we're going.
Wow. What you're saying is so profound but so simple. Trump's crime, good or bad, is that he's being the president and saying, we'll make deals on individual basis, not sign it over to some corporate board that's secret and Congress can't see it. And then the left is screaming he's a Nazi because he's trying to transfer power back to the people. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. Bringing jobs, some jobs back. I don't know how many he's going to be able to bring back. But bringing significant numbers of jobs back to people that didn't have
jobs. So let me ask you this and then calls. What is the formula then? Because the globals can be sophisticated. They have a lot of old doddering, you know, people like Pelosi and stuff up there that don't know what planet they're on, but they're corporate controllers. It's in the WikiLeaks. They said, we're going to use race war to keep control of the public, keep them desperate. I mean, it's really horrible hate letter to humanity, but they've got to know that the dumbed downness of this isn't working on smart people, so all they've got is really gullible people, but they seem to be dumbing it down more and more and more and more piratically, but I don't mean in a piratical way, but more as a parrot radical way, just squirping the same things and just screaming and throwing toddler fits as if it's going to finally make us submit. And my experience is all it's doing is waking people up that wouldn't have been involved.
Exactly. You know, they're saying everybody's dumb, so everybody's going to submit. Well, that's not true, because the fact of the matter is, all over America right now as we speak, there are black people and brown people and yellow people and white people working in jobs side by side, like they always have for the last 40, 50 years, whatever. It's happening. It happens every day.
And they're getting married, and they're having kids.
Yeah.
And they're going to church.
They look at all this stuff. And they look at all this insanity, and they look at each other, and they just say, what are these people out of their minds? You're you, I'm me, we get along, what's the problem? You know, the problem, if there's any problem for us, is where's the jobs? That's the problem. So they want us to get into a race war with each other when we work side by side in the same place? What we want is jobs to work side by side in the same place, and apparently they don't want to give that to us. They'd rather we just get out on the street and start killing each other. That's not going to play for very long, because the overwhelming majority of Americans understand, just like Martin Luther King said, that everybody likes to ignore the content of your character. Well, that's an individual thing. Sorry, it's not a skin color thing. It's not a religion thing. Content of character is an individual thing. I work next to you at a job, you work next to me.
Wasn't that the ultimate libertarian statement by Martin Luther King?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was the main point of the whole thing, that speech. That's what he was talking about. And there are more and more people who do judge by content of character, who say, Don't tell me about this guy in terms of his race or his religion or whatever. You know the guy. You stand up for the guy.
Is he dependable?
Okay, well, then he's okay with me. Content of character.
Isn't that how anybody operates? It's off word of mouth or the way the food tastes. You go to a restaurant, you get sick, you don't go back. You go to a restaurant, it tastes great, you go back.
Somebody tells you that you respect, hey, go to this restaurant, it's tremendous food. You go there, you say, yeah, it was terrific, okay. Content of character has nothing to do with
And see, you just said it. The globals are trying to sabotage normal human contact and transmission of conversation. That's the real electrochemical, real human internet. They're trying to sabotage it with a jamming transmission of race, 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 because they know if we come together, we're going to reject them.
Exactly. That's the whole deal. That's what happens. Well, did you actually meet the person who's supposed to be the horrible person who's of race X? Yeah, actually, I went to this restaurant, we sat down, we started talking. He's a pretty good guy. Yeah, probably get together, you know, whatever, shoot pool, you know. And that's the end of that story. It's the person-to-person communication that overwhelms everything else. And these maniacs and lunatics and idiots in the press, just like you said, they're trying to block that transmission of truth between people that has everything to do with content of character and say, no, it has to do with your race. You can't escape race. It's everywhere. It's inside. It's outside. That's all there is. Baloney.
And that's why they go, oh, look, Lynch Hall. Oh, it's a photo of a white kid. Oh, look, they're literally creating mentally ill basket cases where people are now just seeing clouds and thinking it's Hitler.
Right, or stereotypes.
That's why BuzzFeed says is milk racist, or that's why Atlantic Monthly says the eclipse is racist. You go, that's insane. Yes, they are wounding people with insanity.
Yeah.
They mean to do it. People go, that doesn't make sense. You don't understand. This is their mission.
That's right. They don't want it to make sense. They just want to kowtow you into submission with this, yeah. The eclipse is racist because, well, the solar system must be racist then. And if the solar system is the galaxy and then the universe. So the whole universe is racist. Okay, now we've established that. So who's going to buy that really? Nobody is going to really buy that. They're just cutting their own throats. And this 2-year-old or 1-year-old baby that's a blonde baby right there, what is that baby going to grow up to be? Nobody knows. That's called content of character. That's what counts. Not the fact that it's blonde, it's blue eyes, it's white skin, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're just liars and losers that think they can be winners.
And how dare them project onto a child evil?
Yeah. How dare they?
Good
how
God.
How dare they? How dare they?
It's just, and then the ACLU apologize. Eric, thanks for holding. You're on the air with John Rappaport. I love coming and stealing the show with us. I love co-hosting with John Rappaport. It's really one of the smartest guys I know. Eric in California, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, Trump is everything that the American people thought and wanted Obama to be. You know, they just don't see it yet, and it's being hidden from them by the media. But, you know, I'm worried that they might try that attack that they tried in Cuba on Trump and then try to claim that he's mentally unfit. You know what I mean? Because it seems
really
like
smart. You mean poison him or something?
Yeah, you know, not kill him, but, you know, make him so he's, you know, incapacitated in some type of way, you know?
Eric, you're really smart. I don't just have to kiss your ass. It's true. My gut says they're going to poison him with something that puts him out of commission, and they have a big power struggle. What do you think, Rappaport?
You know, it's possible. I sure hope not. I mean, I hope he's got some food tasters. I would.
Well, I was about to say, we're going to skip this break. That's what I'm saying is that they don't want to make him a martyr and just gun him down like Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or JFK or Bobby. They're going to drug him and say he's mentally ill or something. Is that what you were getting at, Eric?
Yeah, you know, they have all types of different game plans, you know, but I think that's something that's definitely in their playbook. And, you know, and also, you know, their problem, though, honestly, because that would be a real detrimental to the movement, because Trump, one thing that we have that they don't have is a leader. They have no leadership. You know, they have all these, what's that, cheese, what is it, not enough cheese or whatever. they have all these soldiers and not no leaders, though, you know, and no movement could survive.
Let me ask you a question. Why is that? Because it seems like anybody halfway real, Biden's not perfect, but he's blue collar and I kind of think he has a little bit of a heart for the economy. Not that he's not a good guy. He's a bad guy. But they didn't even want Biden. That Biden would have beat Trump, maybe. Why don't they want anybody with real human? I mean, you hear Hillary, and who would? I mean, she sounds like a witch, and she's evil. Why would anybody? Why don't they have anybody real? And where do you think this is going, Eric?
Well, you know, it's funny you said about Hillary, because, you know, Hillary's talking come out with this book trying to try to badmouth Trump and then destroy his credibility or whatever. And, you know, it's like this, man. If she can't stand Trump standing behind her, then how is she supposed to take on North Korea or clean up the economy or, you know, whatever? Seriously, man. You know, it's a joke, man. It's a joke, man.
Sure, and you know, she said that he was breathing down her throat. He's like 6 feet behind her.
Yeah. Seriously, man. Like Mr. Rappaport said, they're exposed. They're completely exposed. Every move they make is just more exposure, you know. And that's been their secret the whole time, is that it was a secret and nobody knew about it. Now,
I've meant to say that so many times. Exactly. They always built this world government on stealth, and now none of it's there, Rappaport. I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah. It comes out into the open. That's what happens when somebody runs for president and says, guess what? The media are idiots, and there's this thing called globalism, and they're taking away your jobs, and they're trying to say that America is only part of a larger structure. And let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's France be France, Germany be Germany, America be America. We can make deals. We can get along. We don't have to be in some cosmic.
That's the key. We don't need some secret corporate group to make our deals. We're going to make our deals, and they're going to be out in the open. Beautiful points, Eric. Anything else?
Autonomy, you know? Well, yeah, thank you.
No, Eric, you're awesome. Anything else?
I'm a California man. You know, I'm from the East Coast, but I've been living in California last year. Man, the liberals, I'm surrounded. I'm like an enemy territory, man. You know, you can't even. I'm seriously, with Ian and Tifa and all these different people, man, they liable, you know. I feel like my life is in danger just because of liberals. And some of them are nice, though. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are good people. And those are just
different. They're right. Some are nice, and then some are like piranhas.
Exactly. You know, and you know, they're looking for Hitler. They need to, they don't look no further than Hillary or John Clapper, you know, trying to come out and badmouth Trump, talk about all their speech, this and that. Seriously, man, it's a joke, man. They're honestly, the American people, the real American people know what time it is, man. Seriously, man. And the ones that don't, it's like the snowball effect. The Alex Jones Trump combination, man, is deadly, man. They can't stop it, man, you know. Seriously, man.
Well, I hope you're right, Eric. You're awesome. I'm very humble here. I just see the common sense of it. It's just, but we got to say the Afghanistan thing, and I'm going to go to Felipe and Carlos and Steven right now, but just 60 seconds on this. I got to say it. I mean, he said it was bad to be in Afghanistan. We shouldn't be there. And I understand that we can't just pull out because then it'll be like Vietnam with them hanging off helicopters. So I heard he was going to like beef it up and then pull out all the way. But other folks say he really thinks we can win this thing. That's, I think, a really big mark against Trump.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Yes, sir.
That it's the art of war. You never know. That's the thing with Trump. You never know what he's going to do. He might tell you. He might come on news. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. You don't know what he's going to do, man. He might be telling them that. And then they go, you know, moving, and he's doing something completely different, you know. So it's all art of war, man. You know, Michael, it's unfortunate that it's come to that.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard it's actually a pullout the next year, and he knew that we want to negotiate before it happens. Let's see what Rappaport thinks. Rappaport, what do you think about the situation and Trump's announcement in Afghanistan?
Well, just on the surface, looking at what he's proposing and so forth, you can't win a war in Afghanistan. I mean, that's out of the question. I guess you could destroy the entire country, just reduce it to dust, yeah. But short of that, the history of the country shows you can't win a war there that's lasting. It's impossible.
Because it's not a country, it's like 100-plus tribes.
Exactly. So it's not like you're dealing with a government that collapses and everybody goes, oh, okay, you're now the government, all right, we submit. No, it's, you know, it's got people everywhere, up in the mountains, up in the hills. The Soviets, you know, proved that.
And they're all killing each other. Great points, Eric. Felipe in California. Another call from Felipe. Thanks for holding so long, my friend. I apologize for having you hold that long.
No problem, man. I've been praying for the president, and ever since you've been promoting longevity, I tried out the starter pack, and I tried out X2, and I tried out Brainforce, and they've been amazing. I lost a bunch of weight. My friends don't even recognize me. Okay, so I went to the alt-left rally or against white supremacy in Venice, California, and I got to talk to a few people, and actually I want to talk to you about the people that I didn't get on video, because they're the ones that did talk to me that let me know kind of what's going on. One guy who was handing out some communist newspaper just looked scared to see that I was wearing an InfoWars shirt. Just the fear in his eyes was just unmistakable. It was weird. I don't like that look in people's eyes. I don't usually get looked at like that. And everyone else is pretty cool. I'll tell you that more people outside of the rally and outside of the protesters came to talk to me about what was going on and about their support for the show. So you're well-loved in Venice, despite how it looks, despite the weird communist groups it attracts. The vast majority of people don't want these people there. They look like tourists. They sounded like tourists.
They shipped the Antifa in. I want to be clear. Half the public in Seattle didn't know who I was. Of the half that did say hi, 90% were listeners and positive of every race, color, and creed. But there was still maybe 1 out of 10, 15 people wanted to kill me. So that's what I'm saying is it's like a lunatic asylum got released. Is what I'm saying is they've suddenly activated, and they're ready to physically attack you.
Well, I got lucky. I only saw like 3 real Antifa there. I asked them where the protest rally was because they started marching, and it turned into it went from against white supremacy to being a protest against HBO's Confederate show. And I was like, what's going on with you? Like, you guys know anything about this? And only one guy got to see it or whatever. So he was saying, we have to go against this. And I'm like, whatever. They were a little bit confused.
I was about to say, I don't even understand all that stuff. And thank you for the call, Felipe. I mean, most people, I couldn't believe how many Japanese Americans, there's a lot of them in Seattle, and Chinese Americans were just, because a lot of Chinese that come to America were persecuted or Falun Gong. Like, I go to this one Chinese food restaurant that Falun Gong owned. And I was wondering why they kept buying me dinner the few times I went there a year. And finally I noticed it was Falun Gong literature, the Epoch Times. And then I talked to the owner, and they're big listeners. They had family killed in China for just being peaceful Buddhists, like Buddhist light. And so, again, it's not about race. It's about character, right, Rappaport?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Exactly. That's what it's about. And I was amused by Felipe's comments, because I know Venice, California. It's very hard to corral all the people, the diverse piece. Talk about diversity. You want to see some diversity? Walk down the Venice Boardwalk in California, in L.A., on a Sunday afternoon in the summer. You can't get, you know, people to line up. You got people that are so far on the left that they're on the right, and vice versa. You know, they've gone so far off the scale that they're anything that's big, they're against it, right? So it's I understand how that rally changed over there. Yeah, because people generally look at each other and they say, okay, so what kind of a person is he or she or whatever? That's it. That's where it starts, on a human level. And so these lunatics on the news want to tell you, no, it doesn't start there. It starts with this big picture that we're presenting to you. This is good and this is evil, and that's it. That's all you can look at. And people are going to reject that. They don't buy that. You know?
We're out of time. I apologize to Stephen Carlos. Call us back tomorrow. We'll get to you. John, let's talk the next few days about trying to get you a regular show here. I'm about to go live 18 hours and 24 hours a day, and I'd like to have you part of that. NoMoreFakeNews.com, InfoWars.com, and NewsWars.com are our sites. But it is an incredible, exciting time to be alive, and I'm all about the character of people's deeds and what they stand for, not what color they are. God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much to the great crew. Thank you so much, David. Nice tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.